We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
18-footer straight away. It's off the rim. No. Randle the rebound, and that will do it. Ball game is over. The Wolves have found another way to lose a close game. They have now dropped 12 of their last 16 clutch time games. They rally from 21 down to take a one-point lead, 98-97, and then the Knicks on six free throws, able to beat the Wolves down the stretch on a 6-1 run.
Alan Horton with the call last night. Mike Max joins me for sports this morning. Kind of interesting listening to that game, just how Alan Horton just goes up with these excitement moments, like when they took the lead and then just down like this at the end. I mean, it's he does a great job. But give me your thoughts on this, Maxie. Ryan Saunders was fired shortly after that time. Yeah. Overdue?
Yeah. Yeah, and good to hear you, John. But overdue from the standpoint that let's have the real conversation here. Tom Thibodeau, 2 years ago, he'd made the Jimmy Butler trade, and then that got botched, and Glenn Taylor had enough, and he didn't really trust Thibodeau, I don't think. Thibodeau had come in and brought in package, he and Scott Layden together, and said, you know, we'll do it, the dynamic duo together, just give us $10 million a year, we'll split it up, I'll get eight, he'll get two. And Thibodeau took a big risk and didn't help. There were some other things that went into it. Thibodeau went on training camp to California and you know, kind of did it on his own. And I don't think Glenn was real fond of that. Some things like that. That didn't make – so when he said that, okay, I've had enough of Thibodeau, that didn't make Ryan Saunders a candidate for the head coaching job, in my opinion. He was an assistant coach on the staff, but the only badge of merit that he had was that Glenn trusted him because he had a relationship with him in the past. He did not have – he never coached a high school team. He'd never coached a college team. And quite frankly, he really had never been hired by anyone without, you know, strong connections to his late father. So it wasn't as if he was this prize assistant coach out there that people were coveting. He just got into it. You know, he got to walk on at the University of Minnesota, and then he got to go right into the NBA. He got a free pass. And so he had never proved himself as a coach, and particularly as a head coach. And when it happened, I said it from the get-go when it happened, because I'm growing weary and tired of you know, names being passed down in coaching ranks and opportunities that they're given across the board. And there was nothing that indicated over the last 2 years that he had great control of this team, or that Ryan's a really good person, and everybody will tell you that he's a good man with you know, strong faith, convictions, all those things. That doesn't make you head coach in the NBA. You know, you look at who they hired, Chris Finch. I mean, he had to grind it out. He's 51 years old. He had to go all over the world to get to this point where he gets a chance to coach the team. There was no freebie, man. It wasn't given to him. Now, I don't know if he can coach or not, but I'm just saying that the stripes were earned. And Ryan never had to do that, and he paid the price ultimately because he did not have he wasn't ready for this opportunity, and it ate him up. And it should surprise no one that this is the way that his tenure there ended, because he really never should have been hired in the first place. And I don't know if he'll ever have a moment where he sees it that way or not. But I'm not too big on all this gifting stuff, and he was just, you know, he was given a chance to be in the NBA and coach at a young age and make a lot of money. And if you want that, if you want to take that route as opposed to going out and grinding it out, then you have to live through days like this, because this is what happens. Eventually you have to be qualified, and eventually it's Darwinism in the NBA.
Yeah, pretty much so. There's going to be a press conference, I should mention this, at some point, to introduce Chris Finch to the media and to the Timberwolves faithful, and we'll carry that live here at News Talk 830 WCCO. So, that's a look at all of that. Hey, let's talk about a couple of other sports stories going on. Minnesota Wild now, after pulling out a couple of wins. They're in action tonight at San Jose after taking a pair of games from Anaheim on this West coast swing. Wild's starting to come around and play like a team.
Yeah, they, you know, the first game back, they looked rusty and lethargic, and they got beat 4-0 by L.A., and they played pretty well since then. They've been offensive. They've done all the right things. They're getting their team back together. You know, they've added the different pieces that have come off the COVID list, and they get healthier and healthier almost on a daily basis, so they get San Jose tonight. Fiala scored some goals here, and that's huge for them because he's been just, I think, beside himself, hard on himself, trying to get back to what he was, you know, last year. And if some of those guys start to come around, you got something. Kaprasov, you haven't heard as much about last, you know, since they've come out of the COVID break, but it'll be interesting to see how he plays out too now as he goes through playing these same teams. In the Western Conference, you're seeing the same teams time and time again, you know, much more. And so the scouting reports are different. It'll be interesting to see as a rookie how he responds to that, because you can get away with some things sometimes your first time around that you won't get away with your second and third time around. So I think there's some interesting storylines to follow here with this team.
Indeed, indeed. Hey, we'll talk some more next hour, Maxie. I always look forward to having a chance to chat with you.
Yeah, good. Good. I hear your voice. It just makes me happy, John. Thank you.
Well, thanks. Maxie will be with us next hour. We'll talk a little bit about Twins baseball. First Twins game coming up on the radio this coming Sunday here at News Talk 830 WCCO.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.